Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. We've reached Wednesday morning. It's July 8th. We are at 6:05. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tim Richards.
EMCs, good morning to you. There's so much happening on the Jen and Tim Show, of course. We have Stevie on the social. She lets us know what's going on TikTok and everything else, what's trending, what's happening. That's coming up at 6:40. We play a couple of rounds of Trump Tui on the way at 7:35 and 8:35. I basically handed Jen a Stanley mug. No appreciation. We
you
get to
what?
That at 7:10. We're all watching the same show. That's at 8:10. I mean, there's so much happening today. While you work, Perk, at 9:22. I mean, it is a busy show. EMC's good morning.
It was like a backhanded Stanley mug.
Was it?
It was. It in the manner that you did. And I can't even believe you brought it up this early. I can't. And we haven't fully discussed this whole thing. Thank you for that. But kind of not.
Thank you.
In the manner,
late.
In
way
the manner late. That you've done it, I don't know that it was appropriate.
The manner that I've done it,
yeah.
I did verbatim what you asked me / told me to do.
Except for the part where I said, don't do something weird on the company.
I didn't.
You did.
It was just full disclosure. I didn't do anything weird. I took a screenshot of this too.
You took a screenshot of it?
I didn't see. I get the notification via email, so that was the notification that I got. I didn't see it everywhere. I should have gone and taken pictures of it, but I wasn't thinking.
You get a notification what that it was posted on our boards
when you received the points. I have it.
I see.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's nice. Great.
So we have that. It's a lot of things.
Thanks for that.
Also, I'm feel a little bit out of sorts today.
Why?
I'll get to it after, we get a possible winner for this. Did you get that Stanley yet, in all seriousness?
Sure did.
You did get it.
I did.
Well, that
it's
makes
awesome.
Us even worse.
Yeah, I posted on social media. I was very excited about it.
Where? On your personal page? I totally missed that.
I did. Yeah.
Sipping out of it? I wasn't tagged in it. Neither was Stevie. She also was a big part of this.
I should have tagged
Thank you guys.
Stevie. I should have tagged
Thank
Stevie.
Thank you both.
I really should have. I'm not tagging you in it, but yeah, it's lovely.
Why would you not tag me?
You know, my intention was to bring it in and use it at work, but it's too nice for that. Like, it's very lovely.
All right.
Really nice.
Let's kick off the show.
We need a guest for Dead Guy in an Envelope. He's a guy's envelope in an envelope. You just have to figure out who he is.
Stevie picked this one. All right, 216-343-1021. Which EMC's got this guess? Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
And we're glad you're at EMC. What are you doing this morning?
I'm out on a walk.
Out on a walk. That's something else I should have brought up for our early morning crew.
Lovely.
Talking about working out or going to work or something. Well, good. We hope you enjoy your walk, and we can't wait for your guest for Dead Guy in an Envelope. He's dead. He's a guy. His name is in the envelope, which is here in the Star 102 on-air studio. What would be your guess?
Since Stevie picked a name, I think it has to be Walt Disney.
Walt Disney. I don't even know in all the games we played that we've ever had that guess. Have we, Tim? I can't remember.
I don't think so.
I'm not going to say that's a good guess because yesterday Tim called me out because I say that a lot.
That is a good guess.
But it is a good guess. It's not Walt Disney.
Oh, man. I love that Stevie picked it up as Walt Disney.
I know.
That's a great guess. We hope
we hope
you enjoy your walk. Feel a little out of sorts. I need a ruling. A little out of sorts
Why
today.
Why are you out of sorts?
That's next. I'm a little uncomfortable.
Why?
I think I'm going to have to take a video, too. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite.
Why is this making me nervous?
It shouldn't make you nervous. I just trust you, and I trust your honesty, and I trust your opinion. And you're one of the first people I see in the morning, so this is why I have to ask.
Okay.
And I want you to be straight with me. I want you to be real. And I know EMCs will be real if I take a quick video and put it on her story.
Okay.
I don't know if I love the shirt that I'm wearing today.
I love your shirt.
I kind of look like a blue and white candy cane. I don't know. I walked in, and the security lady that I say hi to every day, I should know her name, and I don't. She's super nice. She works almost every day I walk in. And she said that she liked my shirt.
It's a great shirt.
And I think this is a shirt that I don't normally wear because I'm always wearing T-shirts or whatever. We're on the air. I mean, we'll do videos here and there. Obviously, it's what we do. It's 2026. If you're not doing videos, what's wrong with you? In this media, you know, in this industry. I don't know, Jen.
Well,
it's a little itchy.
It's
a little itchy.
It's very out of character for you. This is not something typical you would wear, although the colors are. You do look like you are going to go play croquet at the country club
like
later.
I'm going to. Here it is.
Yeah.
I knew it.
You're going to play croquet.
It's a button-up shirt. It's a
great
short sleeve button-up shirt.
It.
And it is vertical, like a lighter blue and white stripe.
What's on your bottom half? I can only see your top half. Are you wearing a short, a jean, a pant?
No, I have jeans because I'm going to work out late. So I never really care because I got to switch into other clothes.
Now back up so I can see. Did you go light denim, dark denim?
Like
oh,
that.
Yeah, I like that. I mean, like, I could see you taking that shirt with
a khaki short.
A linen pant, I was going to say.
Oh, I have a linen
pant, a leather flip-flop of
That's
some
it.
Sort.
Hey, just tell on a scale of what. I need you to give it to me, Rio.
I immediately said I love the shirt. I love the shirt. It's just out of character for you. It looks great on you.
You said I look like I play croquet.
I said it looks
That's
like you're getting
little...
ready to go to a country club to play croquet. I didn't say it looks like you play croquet. I said,
why?
Like
I can't play croquet?
I don't know. Can
what
you?
Are you trying to say
are
about my skills?
Are you good at croquet?
Do I not have great upper body strength?
I'm not sure. Is that what you need?
I don't know. I've never played.
I haven't either.
All right. So I'm going to do a quick...
But you would be in a great outfit for
ENCs,
it.
Let me know. Croquet or... Took a quick video. We'll post it, Jen and Tim Show, on Facebook. Well, on social, so if you give us a follow, you can see it there. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. I will say one thing, and this doesn't really fall in that category, and you talked about the linen pant. Like, the linen looks in, right? Like, with your
linen
it's very breathable, looks good, that
sure.
type of thing. When you purchase, and this is to me, and you can totally shoot this down, this is just what I found. When you purchase a linen that is not next level, and that doesn't necessarily mean expensive, but like a nice linen product, and you try to save
some... Like a linen blend, maybe?
It does not breathe at all. It actually blocks the breath. I wore it, and I thought to myself, my family and I are going out to eat in Destin, Florida last week. We're on vacation,
no.
right?
Yes.
And I have a button-up white linen, linen-ish shirt.
Linen-ish. It's
Jen,
probably like 10% linen.
It
and
probably
like,
yes. is exactly 10% linen, and it's only the buttons. Like, actually,
That's
the shirt.
Hilarious.
It was so hot and not breathable because
no.
I'm thinking I'm the guy on the beach with the hair that's flowing and the sunset and everything else. And it was so hot in that fake linen, that faux linen fabric, whatever it is, the 10% linen.
The blend is not
so
good.
I almost had to take my shirt off in the restaurant. I thought
to myself,
I am going to pass out in what I thought was breathable linen. Now, I knew what I was getting into because the shirt's like $15.
Yeah, I would do the same thing. Yeah, but if you're going, if you want like the benefit of linen, and I just actually bought a pair of linen shorts and ran into the same issue because we're going on vacation. I'm like, I need to get the real linen. These are not, and I went, I'm like, oh,
you can't sit down.
Can I find these on Amazon?
The upper thighs will probably sweat. I'm in the
wrinkle.
Absolutely.
I bet the wrinkle is worse. Yeah. On the faux linen.
It was ring. Yeah. And I had to.
A thicker linen.
Yeah. I'm just. And probably, if you know, you probably know, but it just kind of feels like that is what I mentioned.
Is your current shirt linen or it's a linen
also,
blend?
That's why I'm sweating. I think so it's also 10% linen. It has the look.
Good news, though. In addition to going to meet your friends to play croquet, I think you could also be going to a beach wedding in that, a casual beach wedding. With a linen pant, not your jean.
Like it, hate it, you can tell me.
Yeah. People will tell you.
They will tell me.
We're
I'm putting
a family here.
Yeah, I'm posting
Ken and Tim
now.
Show.
All right, so I'm going back to t-shirts tomorrow. Hey, breathe. It's easier. My neck's a little itchy. So if you're listening throughout the show, you know, behind the scenes, it's just a little bit of a struggle.
Hollywood's latest leading actor isn't human, and it's already causing controversy. That's in 60 seconds. It's 66 degrees in Shaker Heights, our star city. Here are the three things you need to know this morning. Donovan Mitchell has signed a Cavs extension. 4 years, $273 million. He's a seven-time All-Star. This will keep him here through at least the 2030-31 season. An AI-generated character named Tilly Norwood will star in the upcoming feature film, Misaligned. This will be one of the first AI actors to headline a movie, and as expected, the announcement already sparking debate in Hollywood over the growing role of artificial intelligence in entertainment. Is it weird that I actually want to try this? Pringles has launched flavored hot dog buns.
Why saw this yesterday.
Do you want to? We should try to get these for Tasty
They're
Tuesday.
Limited. Yeah. It's going to be tough to get, but I think, and I probably brought the story. I want to know when they're available.
They're available today.
They are. Okay.
It's the first ever potato-based hot dog buns. And I'm always, like, I think I saw this and I thought, wow, that's awfully creative. Why has nobody ever thought of a flavored hot dog bun?
Why have we never thought
of that? Sour cream and onion, barbecue and honey mustard. Now, I don't know if it's going to be disgusting or delicious, but for some reason I want to try.
Does it come in the tube?
The photo looked like it came
right,
in the
that was
tube,
the promo
but I
photo.
Didn't read if it came in the tube. I didn't confirm that. But you can get a free limited edition bun when you buy a 3-pack. So I don't know if there's like an additional limited edition flavor. We'll have to go look.
I was going
to
say we'll look up more and do more in three things.
And we'll have to order some for Tasty Tuesday. My guess is Stevie no way would ever try that.
I know we're not getting to this until 8:10. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is a What You're Watching Wednesday. What are the chances that all three of us, and I know you were ahead of us and finished it before us, though, Stevie, but all three of us in the general kind of over the last month or two finished the exact same show, had the exact same, probably emotions and roller coaster ride and thoughts of the entire series, let alone the final season.
Yeah, our reviews are similar. Stevie's not mad we told her to watch it, like The Hunting Wives. It's great.
I was going to say, last time you guys recommended me, I was very upset.
Yeah.
Every episode.
This
very
one
anxious.
Worked. Yeah, you were very, you did not like that.
It gave me a lot of anxiety.
This one, though, we, dare
a
I say, we
watch.
All agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same time, same show. It was very, I don't think it's ever happened before. So you can always DM us if you're on a show that you would like to tell everybody about. But in the meantime, of course, we have Stevie on the socials.
This topic's going to be good for both of you as you guys both are dog owners. There was a video that was going viral and it turns out it's not factual. So you can't listen to everything you see online, but I'm interested in your guys' take.
This makes me nervous.
I was going to say.
Is the dog okay? Is everyone safe?
Yeah.
There's no
Well, I mean, it depends.
Oh, God.
First of all, why would you do anything horrible to any, like, what is wrong with you?
I know.
But if it even touches a negative story about a dog, Jen cries immediately.
Oh, my God, immediately.
Yeah. That's.
No, that's not the point of this story.
And don't even get me started on the video, the other thing Stevie sent me about animals and giraffes again on social, which we'll have to get to.
Oh, yeah, I keep seeing new facts about these animals.
I can't.
You and giraffes.
I can't handle it.
I know. And even my daughter is on this. She's like, Dad, did you see these giraffes? I'm like, yes, I saw Stevie on the social probably 6 months ago. Yeah, exactly. They can't hide from rain.
They can't.
Poor giraffes. What if there's one right now in the rain?
I wouldn't worry about the rain. It's a lightning.
Stop.
Awful tall. Long neck, awful tall. Let's stick to dogs, though. Okay, 3 minutes away. Stevie on the socials on Star 102.
Sometimes on the internet, you're fed a video that seems very factual, and it'll be from some random user that you have no idea if they're credible or not, but you take their word. Maybe, like, you should need to take this supplement, or you're lacking this vitamin, and you just go off of it based off of a TikTok. And sometimes that can be dangerous. Now, this one was about dogs, sort of. So you guys both have dogs. So I'm just wondering first, how often do you clean your dog's bowl, like their food and water bowl?
Oh, probably every couple of days. Like, not every day, but probably every 2 or 3 days.
I'm scared for Tim's answer based on his face.
I am too. Why am I not supposed to?
I don't know if I have an actual time frame because my wife will do that as well, but it is definitely more than 2 or 3 days and less than how often I wash my feet. It's in that window.
Well, the video that went viral and people were taking it as fact was that you don't need to wash your dog's bowl. The bacteria is good for them. Stop washing their bowl. So then I was like, that can't be true. So I looked it up, and there's about even more videos, not as viral, about how bad it is to not wash your dog's bowl, and you should be doing it daily because of the biofilm. It's causing your dog to have all this upset stomachs and all these issues.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so now I'm not exactly sure what's correct or not, because this video was like so viral on don't wash it. They were very convincing that you don't need to wash it, and it's not even true.
There is no way that any item in life, including feet, should not be washed. Like,
I'm wondering,
you're
and
telling
seriously,
me
I'm wondering
bacteria.
How often that we do wash our dog's name is Snoop's bowl. I don't have that. I mean, it certainly isn't months of time.
Right.
But it definitely is not 3 days.
But I feel like it gets gunky. Like, you got it. You got
of course. Yeah. And they're licking it in there. You got the dog food in there. Like, you're not just going to leave it in there. You got to, I mean, you know, and the water dish and everything else.
I always, particularly the water dish, I worry about because I feel like there's like gross.
Yeah, especially residue stuff. From the food getting in
now
there.
Now I'm getting a stomach ache.
I also, you know what? Exactly. How often do you wash your dog's food bowl, water bowl? Is it every day? Is it once a month? We're all friends here. Maybe you never have. I don't know.
That's
bad. Probably saw that video.
Could be the case. Yeah,
please
maybe you're
do
on
it
that
if
side.
You haven't.
216-343-1021. Star 102, good morning. Star 102, good morning.
Hey, Tim, it's Colleen from Medina. How
Colleen,
you doing?
You're rinsing that dish. What's going on, girl?
Oh, dear God. You guys, I cannot believe it. I wash his food bowl after every time he eats, and his water bowl I also wash after every time he drinks.
Aww.
I don't know if I wash my own dishes after every time I eat, to be perfectly honest.
Wow.
I'm kidding, Jen, I'm kidding.
You surprise me.
You are a good pet owner.
Well, can you imagine the slobber that's in the bowl?
A lot. Yeah, you're right. Now I feel guilty. I do it every 2 to 3 days.
Now I can't eat my waffles this morning.
Ew. It's 66 degrees in Shaker Heights. That's our star city. These are the three things you need to know this morning. The 2030 Winter Olympics in the French Alps featuring two new events, synchronized figure skating and freeride skiing and snowboarding. The International Olympic Committee announced the additions yesterday. They're also dropping men's Nordic combined, which is ski jumping and cross country from the Olympic program. The big boy steam locomotive coming back to Lake County. I know you visited the first time, Tim. This is the world's largest operating steam locomotive. It will be in Painesville Township on Monday. And if you need stamps, buy them this week. Next week, the Forever Stamp going up in price. It's now 78 cents.
Oh, my gosh.
Goes up to 82 cents on Monday, July 13th. They're also increasing postcards and other mailing services.
For those of you with a rotary dial phone.
I'd use stamp yesterday.
You did not.
I did. You
oh,
know
for
why?
What?
Because I had to pay my sewer bill through the city of Westlake.
Can't pay it online?
You can, but the website was down. Like, for the life of me, I couldn't get the website to work. It was down. And I'm like, I'm just putting it in the mail.
I'm because trying to think of the last time I used a stamp. Last time all of us used a stamp was Christmas. And or to send a birthday card.
False. I hosted a wedding shower for my cousin. I had cute little lovebird stamps.
Anybody mention that they were? Did anybody notice them?
Yeah, the bride.
That's good. No, I'm asking the question. I didn't know.
I'm lying.
I know you're a sticker.
I'm lying. She didn't.
Wow.
But I just wanted
so
you to think
quick.
She did. I know,
you're
right?
You're a good liar.
I know. But then I felt guilty. That was like way too good of a lie.
Listen to the next Jen's next lie. That's coming up. Actually, it's 7:10 to be honest.
No.
Yes, it is.
No, it is
oh,
not.
It is.
No, it is
oh,
not.
It is.
It's 6:57.
Ever had an ungrateful coworker?
That's false. Don't even
well,
say that.
I mean.
First of all, thank you for helping me out.
Too late.
Thank you for helping me reach my goal.
Too
however,
late.
Did you have
why is
to,
there going to be a however? That's exactly what happened. Why is there a however?
Why does there have to be a however? Well, we can explain that next because what you did, the way in which you did it was
exactly what you
I mean,
asked
like,
for.
It is
and I'm still wrong.
Is embarrassing the word? I don't even. It's
not embarrassing.
It is kind of though. It's like, oh my God. Like, yeah, I'm embarrassed by it.
It's
because
like what?
Our entire company. You post so there. We have to explain.
We will
how we have like a point system at work that you can earn points.
And I think it's really
prizes.
Good, and I'm glad that it does that. And you can recognize your coworkers. I think
right.
That's very smart. Hopefully, every company has something along those lines because we do look forward to that. And it you know accumulates over time, and you can make various purchases and other things. I think it's very very.
It's
cool.
Awesome.
It is.
It's awesome. And you know when you get the rewards, it's very cool. But and then when somebody gives you the rewards,
welcome.
They can say why they gave you those points.
Correct.
And then.
Did I lie? Was it misleading? Was it exactly what happened? I don't know how I'm taking any heat.
I didn't say you lied or misled anyone.
Well,
I said you embarrassed me.
How is it embarrassing?
Because it was posted over every gigantic screen in this building. So our entire company saw it. And I believe it goes on the Odyssey for Work website.
I had messages from other cities. Yeah.
No, you did not.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. So.
This is getting worse.
So,
this is worse.
Exactly.
You did not tell me that.
Well, I just wanted to save it for now. What exactly happened? And you got exactly what you want. I thought this was all good. I don't know how we're down this path. I have no idea.
This will make sense next.
It sure will. So who's telling the story? The story of the Stanley on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
Here's what I'd like to say. Odyssey is the company we work for. They're great. We love them. You can earn points and get prizes. I have been yearning. I have been saving my points. I wanted an Odyssey. It's a Stanley. It's like a gray Stanley. It has the Odyssey logo on it. It's shiny. It's beautiful. It's lovely. And when it's your birthday month, which mine was last month, Odyssey gives you some extra points, and they gave me my points, and I was really close to getting the mug.
Yes, you're really close to getting the mug.
Now you can take over the story. Why don't you tell it? I'd love to hear your perspective.
Tim, please!
No.
Give me some Odyssey points so I can get this Stanley, because you have to accrue quite a few points for this, and you can only give so many points, right?
Right.
Somebody else ruined the system. So you can only give so many points right at a time. Can't give a big chunk of points. You can't give 100 points. So, for instance, this is like, it's like 325 Odyssey points for the Stanley. I just mentioned that so you have some reference point. It takes a while. You're giving them 5 here, points, 10 points here.
It takes a while
to accumulate 325. Stanley's a big deal. It's very nice. You just said that.
It's lovely.
Tim, give me some points.
I didn't say
I'm
it
so
like
close
that.
To the Stanley. Play, Tim, please!
That is not
please.
At all how it went. I simply just said, oh my gosh, I'm so close to the Stanley. Could you give me some points?
So?
And I said it to you, and I said it to Stevie.
Yep.
And Stevie gave me points. It was so nice. And, you know, when you give points to someone, you have to choose like a hashtag. Is it community, creativity, courage? Like there's all, you know, the reason you're giving the points. And then you have to write a little message like, hey, thanks for helping me on this or what, like whatever the reason is you're giving the points, you have to say that. And then it gets, you know, publicly posted so you can kind of brag that you got the points.
Like, yeah. There's big screen TVs all right. over the programming side, which is where we're at. All over the sales side, there's three.
Yes.
I think there's actually, I don't know, 4 or 5 massive
gigantic
TVs where these continue to scroll.
And additionally, on our company-wide website, they scroll like on the top. Like there's like a chunk of that homepage where you can see all the commentary as well for the Odyssey points.
Everybody sees what your comment is.
Correct.
From top all the way to everybody sees it. It's everywhere. And that's where the story ends.
That is not where the story ends. So you gave me points. You and Stevie did. And thank you, Stevie. And thank you, Tim, for the points. And it did push me over the edge. I was able to get my Stanley. Why don't you share what your comment was as for why you gave me the points? Because Stevie, she just wrote like, thanks for your help or something like that. Like, just something simple.
I mean,
simple.
Thanks for your help.
Well, because, yeah, that's what she said.
Yeah.
Because it goes company-wide. Like, you're not going to be, you can't write something like crazy there.
I didn't write thanks for the help.
You didn't. No, you didn't.
I wanted to be more direct and give the true reason why the points were given, which is exactly what I did.
I wish you hadn't.
Everybody saw this next. So gave you Odyssey points, some recognition here at work at Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites. Pushed you over the edge, as did Stevie, to get the Stanley, which you said is awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome. I love it. It's
You're
so
in
nice.
Studio Stanley.
Well, I was going to, that's why I wanted it. I'm like, this will be my new water cup at work. And now it's too nice to bring here.
Jen asked me to give her those points. She was very close to the edge. She said, Tim, can you please give me some Odyssey points? Something like, am I paraphrasing that?
No, that's right.
So once again, when you do this, you award the points, and what you say, you have to give a reason why you're giving this person points, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is the case.
Mm-hmm.
And it scrolls everywhere, all over every single TV here at Odyssey. So I said, all right, it said, Timothy Richards awarded Jen Tui 10 Odyssey points. And the reason is, she asked me to give her points. Hashtag community.
Why
there
would
you go.
Say that?
That's the case. How are you mad? That's exactly what happened. You asked me to give you points.
I know.
Hashtag community, blending everybody in. I thought that was a great reason.
That is not a great reason. And it's embarrassing. And everybody
How?
Saw that. Why would you say that? Why couldn't you just say, like, thanks or great job, Jen. Or I don't, you could just put a dash, leave a blank space. I don't know. The fact that you had to write, she asked me to give her points is so ridiculous. And of course, Boss Chase saw it. Everybody saw it. Everybody saw it.
Everybody asks for points. This isn't something new. People ask for points. They're close to something. There's an Odyssey backpack. I've been asked for points or whatever else. So, I mean, I thought it was, that's exactly what happened. It's not a lie. That's the reason I gave the points.
I know it's not
you
a lie.
Asked me for points, so that's the case.
I know, but everybody asks for points, yes, but the person that gives them literally never puts on the community board because she asked me to. I mean, it is funny. It's funny, but I wish you didn't do that to me.
Okay. Well, you got the Stanley.
Thanks for the Stanley.
I can't really apologize. It was exactly what happened.
Why? For redemption, could you just, for example, right now say something else maybe you could have written instead of that?
I'll think of it.
That would have been a lie. More company appropriate.
It would have been a lie.
No, make it just not a lie.
Just more direct and exactly what happened. I mean, that's what happened.
What did you do? Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh. Tim Richards.
It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites.
What
we have Trump.
Wrong with
we
you?
Have Trump Tui on the way at 7:35. Oh,
and you timed it literally as the song was ending. I was going to ask
I'm
you.
I'm a pro.
You are ridiculous.
Why am I ridiculous?
Because he just gave me more Odyssey points.
Once again, you can hear the non-thank you, which happened off the air when I gave you the stand. When I gave you the stand, when I gave you the points that helped to get the
so
stand.
Now your comment, you are, oh my God. She enjoyed the previous 10 points so much. She mentioned it on air! Exclamation point. Here you go, Jen. Hashtag community. You are the worst. Thank you for the points.
I cannot believe
you just did that.
It's raining points today.
How many did you give Stevie?
50 total this month?
I don't.
Can you only give 10? I give you both 10. I don't know what the upper limit
Thank
is.
Thank you for the 10. My God.
Yeah, thank you, Boss Chase.
Boss Chase! Oh,
how sweet is this, Jen? Thank you very much. Stop. You know it comes from the heart. Thank you, Boss Chase. I take back everything I said about you, about these drops that Jen had in the studio. Not today. Not any day. Chase
how
is great.
How sweet is this?
Chase is
Did Chase even use the word sweet?
In that moment.
Yeah. That is... Yeah. You are... Hey,
it's to both of us. The email. Oh, how sweet. Our boss just got that. Oh, how sweet is this, Jen? ? You should probably reply to your boss.
Listen.
I will.
Oh, I'm sure you will.
This is the best.
This is the worst.
Now you can start saving up for another Stanley or whatever you want.
Start shopping now.
There you go.
Can't wait. I'm never asking you for points again. However, thank you for the points.
This time I will go down to the TVs and take a video.
Oh.
Last time I did not,
she
I failed.
She enjoyed it so much. The previous 10 points. You're talking about me like I'm a child or something.
Oh, we have guests in. I hope that people are touring that are going to be advertising with Odyssey and they see that on the board down there. What's going on with these 10 points? I'm gonna advertise my bar and grill or windows or whatever it might be. All right.
Oh, embarrassed.
Oh, it's getting better.
Is it? Okay.
Star 102. Cleveland's feel-good favorites, good morning to you. It is the Jen and Tim Show. So a lot of times what we will do on Wednesdays, we call it a What You're Watching Wednesday because shows and series and movies and everything else, what do? With your bestie or anything else? You talk about them. You talk about your favorites. You talk about ones you didn't love, ones that you did love, ones that you could rewatch over and over again, and that's what You're Watching Wednesday is all about. Is this a first? Not us enjoying a show or the same show, but I feel like if this isn't a first timing-wise and everything else as a show, this might... It's one of the very few.
I don't think it's ever happened before. We've all three watched and completed a series and did it within like a week or two of each other. And we all feel, I think, the same way about it.
Yeah, absolutely. So we were going to reveal that show. And maybe it's a show you're watching. Maybe it's a show we can recommend to you. We're excited to do that. And then we certainly want to hear from you with whatever you were watching. So this is all happening in 3 minutes. Watch the same show basically at the same time. All have a great review of the show. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites.
The show, Hacks. 5 seasons. The finale is done now. What is that face you're making already?
I just think that it's funny because for anybody that doesn't know the show, this the way it's described, and it just evolves so much from this, but it's funny. It says a dark mentorship forms between Deborah Vance and a legendary Las Vegas comic and an entitled outcast 25-year-old comedy writer. It's just funny reading that and how it starts, and you almost forget how it starts because everything, you know, the relationship evolves from there.
Well, I think one of the best parts about that show is the evolution of the relationship between these two women. I mean, it's a love story. It's about friendship. It's about mentorship. It's about, I texted Stevie. Stevie finished it first of the three of us. And this was, I finished it the week you were off. And I texted Stevie. I was like, no notes. This final season, and particularly the final episode, was so well done. I thought it was perfect.
Yeah, usually shows end and I don't love the finale. Like, that happens a lot. This one, I loved it.
Same. I mean, did you love the ending? I thought that literally from there were surprises. It was unique. It was unexpected, but not like in a crazy way. They just told the story so beautifully. And I just thought it was so well done.
Yeah, that's where the only boring part about this is that we're all going to say the exact same things because it was just, it was a fantastic ride. What was it, five seasons?
Five seasons of Hacks.
Yeah.
Shocking.
HBO Max.
It just came out.
Yeah. So.
Well, they're shorter episodes too. So it goes quick.
So that's our show we recommend. If you have one or maybe you did watch Hacks, let us know. I also have a movie that I just watched.
What?
Oh, my. I don't even know if I want to admit this in 3 minutes, but it's next. Voicemails for Isabel.
What's that? I've never even heard
about
that.
This, Stevie?
Is this like your Pretty Little Liars thing?
Oh, she's heard this. It's Star 102 Cleveland.
Stevie
still
knows
favorites.
It?
Oh, she's smiling.
Yeah. Have you watched it?
No, it's on my list, but I've seen a lot about it. Are you crying yet?
Yes. I'm
I
done with it.
Ask
I finished
if
it.
That's what you were talking about, too.
My wife is in this group chat with her friend Jen, well, our friend Jen, and also Debbie, and like they came up, you know, you should watch Off Campus, right? Like watched Off Campus, loved Off Campus, that's great. So then, and I usually pick these shows, the shows that we watch, and I see what's trending, and I watch them for the show as well.
A lot of teen shows, I feel like you pick.
Yeah,
wasn't Off Campus a teen show?
It's college.
Everywhere. Did
college,
anybody watch this?
Yeah.
And so it was one of those where, hey, they recommended this show, and I'm thinking same. I'm thinking it's like a limited series. I knew it wasn't very long, and it's a movie. Mm-hmm. And we watched it. It's about, I don't know, an hour and a half, hour and 45 minutes long, something like that. So it was like over a couple of nights, and finished it yesterday. To then move on to another show, but like it was so
that
good,
said all
and I was
over
like,
my
almost
I haven't
crying
even heard of it
several times. It is
who's
so,
in it. Who's
so
in
let me
it?
Let me give you just the premise of it. Because I don't think it's spoiling. It's not spoiling anything. So the main character, Jill, leaves voice messages to her deceased sister telling her about like her chaotic life in San Francisco. Unwittingly, there's a mysterious Austin real estate agent beginning to receive her confessions.
Oh, I'm sad already.
Jen. Stevie, I thought probably either knew about this and or watched this thing.
Yeah, it's been everywhere and it's on my list.
So there you go.
I can't believe.
I had a feeling that this might be the show you said.
Did you?
Yeah,
you're
but I was like, no, it's too young for him. And then it is.
It's never too young for him. Remember
I know,
he had like that.
Remember.
What was that Hillary Duff show he watched?
Younger.
Oh, and then
that was
he watched
great too.
Pretty Little Liars and like Hello Kitty XO
he
or whatever.
Watched
no,
XO
that's still
yet,
on my list.
That's on your list.
New season's coming. You better get ready.
I know. I just got that alert.
You love a nice teen show. Is it worth watching?
This is 100%
it's
worth
watching. It's been getting good reviews
on TikTok. One person that's watched that movie, voicemails for Isabel, please tell me there's one person listening to the Jen and Tim show. It's on Netflix. My name is Tim Richards, and I watch the voicemails for Isabel. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
Apparently, you're not the only one. Kimberly says that is such a great movie. Watched it twice already. That's how much she loved the film. It's that good, huh?
It's good. And you're going to, if you had decided to watch this, whether you watch it solo or with Nate, you are going to need a full box of tissues. I'm telling you.
This is what Colleen says. Jen, you have to watch voicemails for Isabel. It's so good, but have Kleenex ready. Proud of you, Tim, for watching the whole thing.
It was in my wife's group chat. All of these shows, we talk about this, whether it's Off Campus or whatever, that is where it comes from. I'll look at other shows that are trending. And, you know, you and I are similar many times on the shows we will watch. If there is an accent and some type of murdered whodunit, you and I have probably watched every single thing from Broadchurch 10 years ago.
Yes.
To, I mean, the list goes
so
on and
good.
On that we are totally in. Kind of running out of that genre because we've watched everything. So you think to myself, of course I'm going to watch this. It's trending everywhere. So, you know. All right. Please go right ahead.
Oh, my God. I did. I thought it was the reviews when you read about the movie said it's going to be a comedy.
Oh.
No. There's comedy in it. It is not a comedy. There are tears that are flowing.
It's listed as a rom-com.
Is it listed as a rom-com? Okay, Stevie knows.
Yes. But it was very, very good. I will watch it a second time because I'm going to watch it with my daughter.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.